So, Sean, how was your vacation?
It was great. I just mostly hung out at home, which was nice. I didn't have to drive anywhere. I went golfing with my dad.
Nice.
Got a couple pars, so I was happy with that. I won't say how many triple bogeys I got, but, you know, there were a lot of those. I went to the casino and won some money playing Texas Hold'em, so that was pretty cool.
Which casino did you go to?
Mohegan Sun, despite Twin River being less than 5 minutes from my house.
Mohegan's fun.
Yeah.
Never been to Mohegan.
We went there for our senior
week. Oh, yeah, we did.
Jen,
no, I had a better time than I did.
No, I hated Mohegan.
Why?
Tell us about the time you had, Jen.
It was just weird. I don't know. It was just like a bunch of college kids running around with like a bunch of like older people.
We loaded up the casino with college kids.
So it was just really like awkward.
I won like $100, so I was having a good time.
I didn't play anything. It's like, I'm not going to risk this.
Good. So, I have a series of questions I pulled from places that I thought might be fun to ask you guys. Sean had said this one. Pizza, pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
I've never tried it.
Yes.
I feel like I have to try it to see what the big outrage is.
A Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah.
Are we talking straight pineapple or Hawaiian pizza?
What's the difference?
In general.
I don't think
Hawaiian pizza is pineapple and ham. I prefer pineapple and bacon.
Ooh.
That sounds a little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I like pineapple on it.
Gives it like a sweet taste. Hmm. And with the bacon,
that's,
you know, you get a little
what
you bit
want
of
from a pizza.
But it gets countered by the saltiness of like the bacon and the pizza, you know.
Okay.
To kind of balance it out. Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to try.
Like, gives it like
if it was
a wholesome
in a room
taste.
I'd try it. Okay. I wouldn't order.
Yeah, well, if it was free,
you'd try it.
It's for me.
Okay, that's the first question. I felt I had to start with the food question. There's two food questions in this list. Okay. What's one food you can never bring yourself to eat? Here are the looks.
It's hard because I'm not picky at all.
Yeah, me either. Anchovies? Yeah. Sticking with the pizza thing. I used to get so mad when I was making pizzas and someone ordered an anchovy pizza. I was like, I'm not touching that. Yeah. I put on gloves to like pull them out of the can. They smell so gross.
For me, it's raw black olives. I'm not a big fan of raw black olives. I've eaten them, but I would, you know, if I had my choice, I did not. Which I got heckled for when I was on vacation.
I don't think I'd eat those either.
There's one food I know I just do not like, and I just can't think of it off the top of my head, because it just never really crosses my mind until I see it.
I'm not big on onions.
Yeah,
I love onions.
I like, they can be within something. If it's concealed and hidden enough, I'll
cooked.
Eat them.
Not
cooked.
Raw.
Oh, yeah, like, raw onions, so good. No.
Red onions, what?
Oh, so good. So good. All right, next question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how strict were your parents?
7.5. My dad took my door off the hinges for a solid month.
What?
Like my bedroom door.
I think you should be ranked up to like an 8 then. Because I was going to say 8, but my parents never did anything that crazy.
4.
Wow, Sean. I was going to say probably like 8, but after I never got my door taken off hinges, so I'm going to put that down to like a 5 maybe.
I don't even know what I did for that.
All right. Something so, which leads me to the follow-up question of what's the most trouble you got into?
Oh. That was a goody two-shoes.
I don't know.
Well.
Sean's like, yep.
It's like the only time I ever did like anything. But when I was in like 7th grade, me and my friends got the great idea to go out in the woods and just light random things on fire. And naturally, someone called the police on us, and my smart mouth friend got us in trouble with the cop, who would have just let us go. So I had to get taken home by the police. Nothing really ended up coming of it with legal trouble or anything like that, but my parents weren't very happy. And that was the week we got the internet, and I wasn't able to use it for like a month.
I'm trying to think. Most trouble I got into. There's a few guilt by association things due to various friends, but I think the most closest I got into trouble was with my dad when I was 17, and like, you know, when you first have your driver's license, you're not allowed to drive people around.
Yep.
I drove right past my dad on the expressway, driving my buddies to school. So he was sitting in traffic, and I was in the HOV line, driving my friend to school, and I was like, that's my dad's truck. And yeah, I got a text, like, I got a call 10 minutes later.
It's like a stereotypical kind of trouble thing, like, almost like you'd see in, like, a family sitcom.
Yeah.
I was like, it was horrible, because, like, you're in the HOV lane, and I know that truck right there. That's my dad's truck, and just please let him be ignorant of the fact.
Yeah, so. I think I was too afraid of my parents' wrath to like do anything.
I'm still afraid of my parents' wrath, especially my mom's.
I am too. But yeah, I think I'd only really gotten in trouble like for saying I was one place and then like being somewhere else and just like the typical like
mine were like really strict about where I could go, like my sophomore year of high school. So mm-hmm. I would just lie and then I'd get caught all the time. I was grounded like most of sophomore year, I think.
That's why you didn't have any hinges on your door.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was never grounded.
I got in school suspension in my junior year of high school because my friend copied my homework and I got in trouble too because cheating, the two-way street, I guess. My parents were not mad, but I had to sit in a room for a day.
That's amazing. Okay. Who is the funniest person you know?
Me. No, I'm just kidding. My little brother's really funny to me. I don't know if he's funny to other people.
For me, it's my buddy Mike, who I met through my best friend Tim. He's like so wrong, he's funny. That type of, he's like this weird genius, but like the things that he says and comes up with, it's just like horribly wrong. It's like I shouldn't be laughing at this, but I'm laughing hysterically at it. Like his Snapchat is one of the funniest things you can ever read because the commentary on is just. I could tell a lot of his stories, but it's not suitable for air. The things that he's done and said.
I think, I don't know, getting like when all my girlfriends like from school get together, like everyone's like funny. I feel like it's like a group, just like the different dialogue that goes on and people just like egg each other on, and then eventually sometimes I'll be funny and they'll be like, oh my god, Jen was funny, and I'm like, I don't think so, but like I just like when we're all together, I'm just like sitting in the corner like laughing my head off at everything I say. So I would say all like my friends from school.
My little brother.
Oh, my former college roommate, Eric, he has this really dry and dark sense of humor that I think is hilarious. that kind of stuff's just like right up my alley.
Okay. Next question is really important. If you could ask President Trump one question, what would it be?
Why?
I was just about to say that. Why?
Just why everything.
Why everything?
How has your golf game improved since the start of your presidency?
I want to know about the hair. I want to know about the flow.
That too.
That hair is amazing. I want to know about that hair.
Does someone else do it? Who knows? It's just a straight up mystery.
What do you think he'd look like with normal hair?
I think I've seen a picture of that online. Have you ever Googled Guy Fieri with normal hair?
No.
It's kind of scary.
He's pretty impressive. So why? Anything else?
Golf game, that was good.
Okay.
What's your obsession with Obama?
That too.
He's got a lot of obsession.
He's just so obsessed.
Yep.
What do you think he would do without Twitter?
I think he'd self-implode.
Yeah.
That's his like ventilation like valve. Just
true.
Things would be different.
I saw something on Fox News that made me angry. Or CNN,
it's
rather.
Poll today. Fake news.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievably out of control that a grown man who's the president would just tweet all day. And he tweets at random hours, too. It's like, everybody wakes up to, what did Trump tweet at like 3 a.m. about such and such?
I mean, are we really surprised that a reality television star is having a reality TV type presidency? Like,
yes.
Bob Karkus said it last night. He said, we elected a game show host to be our president.
Yep.
You got that right.
We got exactly what we deserved.
Yep.
Yes, we did. We did exactly what we deserved.
In a world where Kim Kardashian's a celebrity.
Yep.
This is what we deserve.
Kim Kardashian can make a better president. Maybe. Kris Jenner. No.
Yeah. Okay.
The source.
All right. I had a photo, I had what I call a photo finish a few days ago getting to the airport. What's your most memorable photo finish as you just barely made it for something?
Oh.
It could be a wide stretch of, you know,
things. I was got hit by a car one time. I was running down the street, and I guess this lady wasn't looking when she was about to take her turn, and I was, like, still right in front of her car as she, like, started pulling out, and, like, I had to, like leap like a reindeer just to get out of the way of this lady who clearly wasn't looking. That's about it.
Glad you're still here.
Yeah, me too.
You have both legs.
I do.
You got legs. You're moving.
I'm not dead.
All right. Well, Kayla?
I had a flight situation. One, I went to Nashville last time. I was like running towards the gate and they were like, oh, look, you just made it. Like I just walked up and I was like getting to go on. I was like, oh. That was so close. Mom's like, you have plenty of time. I'm like, no. No. Running.
Yeah, mine was, not very similar, but I was traveling to London by myself, and it took me a minute, but realized I was sitting in the terminal to go to China, so that would have been fun. Then, this happens when you travel alone. I looked up and was like, oh, this isn't where I'm supposed to be. Imagine if I got on the
plane. I've done that on a train coming home from, work one time.
No.
I went all the way to... What's the, instead of going to Braintree, what's the other line?
Alewife?
Ashmont.
Yeah, Alewife. Mm. I went
you went to Cambridge?
I went all the way to, Haverhill, and I was like, oh. Not where I'm supposed to be.
Oops.
I've done that so many times, too.
Yeah, mine was this week, definitely, with the airport experience. We were going from...
So stressful.
We were going from Toronto to Buffalo, and we decided that we were going to eat lunch in Toronto, which was, we had a great meal, by the way, great poutine.
It was worth it. The
third time Buffalo chicken poutine.
Nice.
It was fantastic. But we had talked about earlier in the week being like, look at all the traffic on the other side coming out of Toronto. So we're like, you know, we should leave early. We left an hour and a half later than we should have, than we had planned. So we got stuck in Toronto traffic. And what you don't realize, like if you drive in Canada, like south of Toronto, is that there's like, there's actually other big cities along the highways. Like, they're all, 150,000 people cities, so, of course, you're going to run into people.
And stuff. Mm.
So we would get stuck in traffic for that. We got stuck in traffic for that. And then we had to cross the border.
Yeah.
And so, luckily, the border crossing was really, you know, pretty painless. Then we got stuck in Niagara traffic. Then we got stuck in Buffalo traffic. We also then had to fill up the rental car with gas. So we were driving around looking for a gas station, barely made it. We just parked in we pulled the rental car in and just threw the keys at the rental car people. We just ran to the airport. I had to check a bag. So my bag got checked and the woman said to us, said to me, she goes, you just checked, you just made it by the skin of your teeth. You checked your bag with 3 minutes to spare. Because I guess they close that off 40 minutes before the flight. So we then right then ran through the airport to get through TSA, and of course my backpack got searched.
Of course.
Of course.
I forgot I had 2 bottles of suntan lotion in there. So we made it with 10 minutes to spare for boarding. It was pretty tough. It was pretty scary. Because I thought we thought we were going to have to spend a night in Buffalo, which we were very concerned about. But we made it. So that was my ultimate, you know, photo finish moment.
That's a test of a relationship if I ever heard one.
True.
Yeah.
I'm like, Because I would be freaking out.
It was the quietest car I think the two of us ever had.
Yeah.
Because the combination of we were both like nervous and we both had to go to the bathroom really bad. And neither of us were going to stop. So... The first thing we did is after we got through TSA was, where's the closest bath? Watch the bags. We're taking turns. So that was the ultimate photo finish. And then the last question I have for today is, what's your current guilty pleasure TV show?
Ooh.
That you're unfortunately have to admit that you watch it in this podcast.
Well, I mean... I just talked about the Kardashians. I do watch them. All right,
that's fine.
If just for like, I don't even take it seriously. It's just like a brain melt.
Yeah.
And I also am watching. It's not even. I'm not ashamed to admit it or anything. It's actually a pretty good show. It's the show Younger on TV Land with
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff. It's a good one.
Okay.
But it's such like a girly like rom com type of a show. So, but
I will not be watching.
Okay. It's good.
Good.
Again, with Mindless, I just put on Real Housewives just like as background noise, and mm-hmm. it's like comical at times. My dad comes in, he's like, I ain't watch this crap. I'm like, it's funny, kind of.
Sounds like my dad.
All they do is yell at each other, so I'm like, it's like drama that I can watch from afar. I don't
right.
have to be involved
in. Right, about the Kardashians. Okay.
See, I don't watch too much TV, really, except for like a handful of shows. Like, I've almost religiously watch The Office. Like, just, I've seen it the whole thing in its entirety.
That's
probably
not
about
guilty
10
pleasure,
times.
Sean.
I don't really have one. I mean, I guess when I was like a teenager, I used to like anime, but like
that's not even really guilty pleasure either. You're failing at this question.
I guess I'm just a failure.
No, you're not a failure. Just don't watch any but get
Go turn on E or Bravo and come back.
Bravo. Bravo literally melts your brain.
Yeah.
For me, for a long time, my guilty pleasure show was Catfish, because I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was just like comical and sad at the same time.
Now it's an absolute joke. Like, how do you not know you're being catfished at this point?
Exactly yeah, at this point. I don't know if you want to call it guilty pleasure, but I've gotten really hooked on Shark Tank. I've gotten really, like, yelling at the TV. Like, not maybe not yelling, screaming, but, like you know, very commentary-esque on the TV mm-hmm. when I watch that show. That's been, like, my guilty pleasure the past, like, 2-3 months. Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
So do we have a quote from our new book?
Just
oh,
one,
by the way.
Just one line.
By the way, I wanted to do who's going to be the next person to be interviewed right. solo.
I bet so. It won't be me.
I better not be in that
It won't be me.
Kayla already
It'll
was
It'll be me again.
No, I wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do it to you. Ready?
My episode is the most viewed, here. Just saying. Or listened to.
Ooh.
Saw that the other day.
It is Leslie.
That's what I just said. She's not here. I hope her name gets pulled.
That's going to be like, that could be a unique podcast of Leslie and I are in a room together.
Just talk about the meatpacking industry.
She can go off.
I feel like it could get really long and really just weird. Really like.
It'll be a 2-hour podcast.
I don't like that question.
You'll either get that, like that, like squirming around, or you'll get like really demanding, like, I am right and you are wrong.
Yep.
So.
Whoa!
This is good because we will go through the history of Leslie at MCTV and how things haven't changed with her. And how some things have changed and some things have not changed. Like her tardiness. How she showed up late to her job interview. God. So.
She's still here.
Yeah.
Not fired her yet.
Yet. Yeah. Yet. Less. All right. Let's get the quote.
It's just one line.
Are you going to read it the way it's read? It's printed?
I'll try. There's only two things that are capitalized. So. After all, manipulation is the spice of life. That's literally it.
Real talk.